How many times we got to hear this one? You only get what you measure. Hi, everybody. This is a pre-accident investigation safety moment, and I'm your host, Todd Conklin. Today, let's talk about metrics, but not the talk about metrics you think we're going to have, because we have that one all the time. Let's talk about the fact that in our zeal to find metrics as a predictive tool, we've lost the ability to understand that metrics really, at first principles, are incentives. And the fact that metrics are no longer seen as incentives is probably hurting us because our need to create these predictive metrics in order to understand and manage resources around safety and quality and production and operational excellence really puts workers into a position where we may be incentivizing the very things we're afraid we may have. Now, I want you to chew on this one a little bit because we know at a basic level in this room, and all of you know it, that a metric is an incentive. There's no question about that. What's crazy is over time we've drifted away, and it's pretty easy to forget that the metrics we create, by definition, as soon as they're created, become lagging indicators. They become incentives. There's something we now have to do in order to meet the minimum requirements, the basic requirements, or maybe even the advanced requirements for the job we have to do. As safety leaders and as operations leaders and as quality supervisors and as pilots and firemen and doctors and nurses and whatever job you do, let's ensure that when we speak of and create metrics in order to understand how we do work well, that those metrics are also seen first and foremost as an incentive program that creates the system in which our workers produce the products. That's the safety moment. It's pretty simple, but I think this one's powerful. If for no other reason, then it was worth my time to think about the fact that what I once thought was a metric, I then thought was a prediction tool, and I'm now re-remembering that it's a metric. And I want you to do the very same thing. Thanks for listening. As always, the Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast is a tool that's created to build community. And I'm really glad you're listening because this thing kind of sucks if you don't listen. Well, it's just creepy if you don't listen because it means I'm sitting on my couch talking to nobody, which may happen more often than I want to admit, but that's a part of it. Think about what we talk about. If you've got comments, questions, or suggestions, I'm always open. Until then, learn something new every single day. Have fun, and for goodness sakes, be safe.